Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Eric Mulder, former Pella Christian Boys basketball player, current member of the Iowa State men's basketball team. Senior day here today, Eric, against Arizona State. What was that experience like? It was a rocking crowd. What was just that experience of getting to really enjoy the festivities here at Hilton one more time this year?
It was really, truly something special. I mean, it's tough to appreciate it to its full extent because it's just been so good every time. But, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. The whole year has been a lot of fun. But ultimately, you know, we've been building to make a run in March. But, yeah, I mean, I love my experience here. It's been a great time. Love playing here, and especially in front of the fans in Hilton. I mean, it's been something special I'll remember for the rest of my life.
And you've had some really fun moments throughout the year with this team, and you've gotten to play in probably some of the biggest games across the country this year as well. Would you think back to some of those experiences, what are a few that maybe stand out to you so far here throughout the year?
I'd say number one, probably beating Iowa here at home. I mean, I grew up watching the Cyhawks series, and never in a million years thought I'd be able to play in it, let alone score a few points in it. And yeah, it's just been a great experience to go to different storied programs like Purdue, Kansas, and just get to play in those environments.
Well, you talk about just getting to play in some of those. I mean, when you talk about getting to go play in some of those, I know you got to play it in Purdue for Wayne, now here in the Big 12. What has that experience been like, just night in and night out against, you know, so many of the top teams in the country, and just getting to experience places like Allen Fieldhouse, Arizona, BYU, places like that?
I mean, it's been a great experience. I mean, the Big 12 is the best league in the nation, so you got to bring it every night. Anyone can beat anyone on any given night in that league, so it's been great.
I mean, when you look at this team, too, I mean, it's been, like, even watching you guys today, it felt like a very, very close-knit group as well. How has that bond kind of played out throughout the season in helping this team get through maybe some of the low points, but also celebrating some of the high points as well?
I mean, I think it's helped us a lot. I mean, everyone plays for each other out here, passing the ball, rotating on defense, getting stops. And I think that's been huge to help us win some games and then also get through some of those low points that you mentioned.
And when we look at the season as a whole, as we're talking to Eric Mulder with the Iowa State men's basketball team here, I mean, you look at just kind of overall this season, what's kind of been one of the big takeaways, whether that be through, you know, the play on the floor, whether that be off the court? What's a few of the things that have kind of stood out to you that are maybe different than your experiences with basketball in the past here at Iowa State?
I would say the thing that stands out the most is just practice. You know, every day we're there to compete. It's physical, hard practices, and we're there to get better and push each other.
And when you look at this season, too, I mean, you got a guy like Coach Otzberger who's big on the defensive end of the floor there. And, you know, I know when you came in, it was kind of the talk was kind of the offense. What's that kind of been like to kind of play for that defensive-minded coach that maybe is a little bit like Marv Van Wyk at the high school level as well?
I mean, it's been great. You know, I love playing defense, and there's nothing better than getting a team stop and having them turn the ball over. So, yeah, it's been a really enjoyable experience, and I think it's made me a lot better basketball player.
One thing that I know watching the Iowa State games throughout the season and trying to follow along here this year is, you know, you had to adjust your game a little bit too. I mean, at Purdue, Fort Wayne, at Pella Christian, it was a little bit more around the basket. Here at Iowa State, it's been a little bit more of that stretch. What's that been like to kind of try to make that transition and be a little bit more of that stretch player versus just playing around the basket?
I think it was a little bit tougher in the summer just because it was so different and getting used to it, but I mean, just getting a lot of reps in the summer really helped, and now I feel comfortable.
And I know that this season it's kind of fluctuated on the amount of time you spent on the floor as well. You know, I'm sure that's been an adjustment period too as well, but one thing I've always noticed is you're always ready when your number is called. What's kind of that mind? How have you gone about making sure that mindset stays ready every time you take the floor so that, you know, when your number does get called, you're always ready to go?
I mean, I'm just really focused on not taking any days off in practice or workouts or lifts or anything, and just trying to compete every day. That's just the way our practices are, and with everyone competing, it makes everyone better. So it's really not been too hard to stay ready.
And here is in senior year, you're getting ready for the Big 12 tournament, first time for that, and I know that's a lot of fun. You get all those teams around each other. What's kind of the thing you're looking forward to most about the experience down there in Kansas City?
I guess I don't really have one specific thing, just the experience as a whole. I mean, I've watched it in the past, and it seemed like a really cool event, so I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, I got
to
ask you, too, because they've got that new court, the first of its kind there with the LED glass court there. Yeah. What's kind of your thoughts on getting ready to play on that, knowing that it'll be a little bit different than what you're used to?
I mean, I'm sure it'll look cool. I haven't really heard too much about it, so hopefully it's the same texture and feel as a wood court.
All right, Eric, and now as you said, you're building up for March, and you're getting close to achieving the goals of what this team is trying to accomplish. You know, what's kind of the thing that the coaching staff, the players have kind of talked about to make sure that later on this year you guys are able to accomplish those goals?
I mean, just talking about what we've done is kind of behind us, and what we have left to do is still in the future, so we're just focused on that. And just taking one game at a time, you know, focusing on beating the team that's in front of us.
Eric, appreciate the time as always, man, and we wish you the best of luck in Kansas City and wherever the Cyclones get sent for March Madness.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Eric Mulder of the Iowa State men's basketball team, former Pella Christian Eagle, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.